I'm always amazed at the pictures I see of cathedrals in Europe. I've never been there, but I see the flying buttresses, the high ornate ceilings gilded in gold and silver. Wow, my imagination goes. I wonder how the people ever got that high in the first place. I also think of all the poor, how many poor, and how poor the people were in those days. A few, of course, very, very wealthy landowners and business persons and estated persons. However, most of them were peasant people that worshipped in the cathedrals. The church was rich, the people were poor. But the church was rich mostly because the people brought what they had and they gave glory to God with their gifts. I look at many of our churches in America and I see the same. Great parking pavements, organs that accent sanctuaries that are large and ornate in sight and in sound, music and art that excel our expectations, which of course give honor to the musician or the artist, but all are given to give God praise and glory, to enhance our experience of worship when we come and when we come to pray. So Mary came with fragrant oils and her hair, and she bent to bathe the feet of Jesus with these costly oils and proceeded to wipe his feet with her hair. Such a picture of intimacy. We seldom have seen such a picture of intimacy painted. And we seldom take the time to comprehend her love for her Lord and his tender response to her. Our reaction would be, when we would see this picture, we would say, "What?" Judas comprehended our response and he made it for us. He said these oils could be sold, money given to the poor. Judas' words were in the right place. He would have torn down the artwork, pulled the gold off the frescoes, and, well, Judas may well have kept it because he was known to steal from the common purse, and he would have taken it for himself. Now Mary, she gave over as her gift to God, and Jesus received her kindness in like. When the gift is given, it is given. It is bread thrown on the water. If it comes back, it is to be received. If it does not, it is not to be regretted. And the church grows with these gifts. The ceilings are gilded. The people come to worship, and they come to give God praise and honor and the glory due his name. This is a response, a reflection on John, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 8.